Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined once again by my good friend, Ms. Janine Gagliardi.
Hello.
How you doing, Janine?
How you doing?
Hi. How are you? How you doing?
Pretty good. Are you feeling unlikable today or likable, Mike? Are you our unproblematic fave?
I'm not. It's so funny. I'm not anyone's unproblematic fave, but I'm feeling likable today.
Okay.
I would be, and I bet this is true. Like, if someone were like, I love PCMC, I love Janine, and I love Anthony and Vin, and I like when Jen's there, and that's about it. I don't care for the host. I don't know if I'd be proud or sad.
I think you could take pride in that. Sure.
I guess I would. Yeah, I would. I'd be like, thanks for the numbers. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So I actually. Well, what's today about?
Your unlikable mains.
Okay.
Or just so, I shouldn't say mains.
Right, because I don't have that.
No. I actually don't have some mains either. But I have some. Excuse me. I have some that are not mains, but unlikable characters that are meant to be likable.
Right. It's so in other words, you can't be like, you know who character I hate? The Nazi from
right.
That movie. Like, no, like you're supposed to not like
Darth Vader. It's the opposite Darth Vader. Of the villain you love to hate.
Right.
You know, like Ursula, like we all love her.
Right.
We know she's bad. Not that. It's the opposite of that.
Right.
It's the character that's presented to you as you should be rooting for this character, you should like this character.
But you don't like that
character.
But you
don't like them a bit.
Right.
Not one bit.
And there's a depth to this, because there's a lot of ways that this can go, and I feel like our list will probably be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are characters that you don't like because the writing is bad.
Yeah.
Or the performance may not be right. Like, there's a lot of reasons to not like
sure
a character.
Yeah.
For me,
I like virtually no child actor.
That's so. Can I tell you this? I literally have written here, this list could be all child actors.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I stopped myself with one. I picked the worst, most annoying child performance, child character in the history of cinema. But it could be all.
It could be any child actor.
Because you're supposed to like them, and sometimes they're so fucking
Oh, they're
annoying.
So terrible. Yeah.
So I do have like I have basically two main characters. And I have, let's see. Well, I have one that's actually not at all a main character. It's really kind of a side character, but it's a character that everyone else seems to love besides me.
Okay.
And then I've got a bunch of honorable mentions.
Oh, me too.
And the honorable mentions I put kind of like ones I didn't want to put on my list because they're kind of like everyone kind of agrees with them.
Yeah. Yeah, same. And also shows that I didn't watch, but I know enough that I know people hate this character.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. Please give me your. We have five each, right?
I'm actually counting mine right now just to make sure. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Janine.
I'm gonna start with the one that may be the most controversial.
Uh huh.
But it's the one that inspired the idea for this episode.
Do you think that we'll have any crossover?
Well, you already know one that I was going to do, so I don't think
as
you would
example?
Include it on your list. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like you wouldn't include it, but quickly. No, I actually don't think we will.
Okay.
I don't think we will.
Very good.
Because I actually know you and I disagree on this first one.
Oh.
Xander Harris from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
Is a problematic character. Whom
well, okay.
I detest. I
don't disagree that he's problematic.
Oh, he's certainly problematic. I mean, just given a 2024 lens.
Sure.
Right? Fine. I'll give him that. I don't like that the show treats him like he's a loyal, unwavering friend who would never abandon his buddies.
Right.
Who is, you know, like the perennial third wheel.
Right.
The
non-magical
one. He's the, you know, we started out with two humans, then we ended up with just one, right? Because now Willow became a powerful witch by the end of it. He didn't get any powers. You know, he's
the power
brave,
to work in a construction site.
Basically. And I he gets a lot of love online from male fans of Buffy, who I believe are placing themselves on the character.
Well, I think that he's clearly like Joss Whedon.
Absolutely. He's clearly. And I think Joss Whedon's a big piece of shit, so there's that.
Agreed. So, agreed on that.
There you go. He's played by a very handsome actor, Nicholas Brendon. I think played well. I think he does what the character's supposed to be doing.
It's the writing.
And I think that the writer doesn't realize that there's a problem with the writing. Right?
Okay.
He's very clever. He's quippy. People like that about him.
He's very, very Chandler. Like we were talking.
Very Chandler.
We were talking
yes,
about when 100%. Matthew Perry died.
I mean, even Xander Chandler, like it's sort of a similar
he's
sound.
He's really that 90s inspired by Matthew Perry humor. Like yeah. in he's Chandler in a Supernatural show.
Yes.
See, I'm not going to totally disagree with you because I can see where you're coming from. And there are different, I think there are different eras of Xander.
Yeah, agreed.
And some are better than
high
worse.
School, college,
right.
adulthood.
And he has different relationships mm-hmm. and some of them are better than others. Some of them bring out better things in him.
Mm-hmm.
The aspect of him that I think is the worst that sort of throughout the whole run is his like, I'm friend zoned. Forever, by Buffy.
Yeah.
That's why I love Anya's song in
Once More with Feeling.
Yeah, where she's just like I forget the words, but it's like it's basically the song is about how he's just always will be obsessed with Buffy.
Yeah. Well, that's the crux of it, right? So like he is whiny.
Yeah.
He is hypocritical. He is annoying. But my biggest problem is that he feels entitled to Buffy.
Yes.
And He's
also
possessive
like nice
of her.
Guy. I'm a
He's
nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He's the nice guy.
Yeah, nice
right?
guy.
And nice guys always finish
we
last.
Never get a
we never get the girl. And it's like, why don't you take a hard look at yourself, you asshole?
Yeah.
Like, you suck.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And any man who is interested in Buffy, he is threatened by.
Yes.
And mean to. Like, for instance, or just like fully betrays his friends so that he could maybe get a chance at having sex with Buffy.
Right.
So when way back when Angel killed Miss Calendar, yeah. Miss Calendar's dying wish.
Shocking.
Jenny Calendar dying wish was for Buffy to save and redeem Angel.
Yeah.
And then Willow, who was hospitalized,
yeah.
also is telling Xander, please tell Buffy she can save him by doing XYZ.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to like Xander telling Buffy this, he says, oh, Willow said kick his ass because he doesn't want Angel to be good again.
Right.
He wants him to die
right.
so that he can maybe touch a boob.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like,
yeah.
go to jail, Xander. You suck.
Go to jail. And as it goes on, he's less like actively trying to hook up with her.
Yeah.
But it becomes an even worse like put upon like I accept that I'm always going to be in the friend zone. Mwah.
And you even with like Anya, right? Like he seems so dissatisfied in his relationship
yeah.
with like I'm not gonna say a wandering eye, but with a wandering eye basically. Yeah. Like he's looking for the next hot right. meal to come along.
I like him best when he's with Cordelia because I think
me too. But then he cheats on her, piece of shit.
Yeah, garbage. Garbage person.
With Willow who cheats on Oz, and I loved
yeah.
Oz.
Yeah. Yeah, and they never, yeah. I love Oz too, but I think I like, what's her name better?
Tara.
Tara, yeah.
I feel like Tara's kind of like sort of like Janice from The Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Just like she's like a mop in a wig. I don't know.
That's incredible. All right, so.
Oh, that's Xander.
I totally feel for it. So mine is prequel era Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Prequel era. Interesting.
Not original
okay.
film Obi-Wan Kenobi because
right,
he's
right,
great
right.
in that.
Yeah. That's funny. I disagree with you, but I'm happy to hear.
And I know a lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people, they
I
feel like he's
be
the,
like
best
the best part,
part
of the, those movies.
Well, you know what? He might be the best part of those movies, but
you
he's
still don't like
he's
him.
He's still not great. It's, I don't know. It feels like We're supposed to always be like, hey, look, it's Obi-Wan. We love Obi-Wan. Here he is young. But he never does. First of all, in episode one, he does nothing. He sits on the, he makes mean jokes and he sits on the fucking ship and does nothing until the very end. when he fucking fights. Like, if there wasn't an original Star Wars where you know him, right?
Right, you'd be like, who is this guy?
You'd be like, who is this guy and why do I care that he just killed the villain? You know what I mean? Like, he's nothing. He, I think his haircuts look stupid as hell.
His haircut is so bad in one.
In everyone. The fake, like, beard that he's wearing in, like, two. Like, it's awful. And, like, he just never... I don't know. Like, there was this great mystique to Alec Guinness and, like, what he could have been like. And... who would have known, like, what he was like a really
like a company man.
Yeah, really boring, shitty Jedi. Like, kind of like the worst Jedi. Like, he's like that guy at work that's like, this is the best guy at work, but we're not going to invite him to drinks, right? Because we hate him. Like,
he's the best guy at work.
Like, this guy is clearly the best guy in the company, and the company needs him. But also, like, none of us, like him, right? None of us, like, want him in the Kris Kringle this Christmas. Like... what do you buy him? Like, white socks? Like,
what do you buy him?
Like, Obi-Wan sucks.
Oh God. Yeah, he's, I mean, Hayden Christensen's guilty of this as well, but yeah. Like, there's no warmth. There's no, he's not charming.
I wish they
You want them to have, like, a real relationship, and it never seems like they have a real relationship.
Yeah, right. You hear, like, about off-screen stuff that was fun. And I know
when
some people will say,
like, the stunt training. They have great banter and rapport together. And, like, all the behind-the-scenes stuff is so cute and fun.
And some people would argue, like Mallory Rubin, that, like, the Clone Wars version is good, which fine. I haven't seen enough of it to agree or disagree. Mm. But what I'm talking about live action when I say prequel era.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows that the point of the Clone Wars was to rehabilitate that period and those actors.
Yeah.
It was to try to make it good. And it's not him. It's not his performance. It's not anything.
I think they were directed to be sort of emotionless.
Right. I know Obi-Wan, the show, is kind of silly and a lot of people don't like it.
I don't.
I like it. And I actually think he's the best at being Obi-Wan in that show because he's acting like actually there's
like a person,
yeah, there's a character arc. You can see how this person could be Alec Guinness. You can see like just tons of regret and stuff like that. Like if he wasn't named Obi-Wan and he was in the prequels, you would never be like, oh, that's Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
You just know it because like, hey guys, it's Obi-Wan. You guys know Obi-Wan, right? Well, there he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing nothing.
Well, no, he's always doing like side quests.
Well, in two, he's always two. That's all he does is side quests.
He's going to Kamino. He's going to see Dooku.
Yeah,
he's saying Dooku real fun.
Yeah,
Dooku.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be funny. I think Grievous. He goes to fight Grievous.
Yeah, he's no.
Not for you.
Not for me. Not for me.
You.
Who's next on your list?
Okay. I'm not going to go straight to the Big Mamma Jamma.
No, me neither.
All right. So let's bounce around. This is a short one, I think, for me. But Anna Kendrick in Pitch Perfect. And I'm just going to talk about the first one.
It's funny Anthony mentioned her recently.
Well, he inspired it.
Okay.
Because we were talking about this topic, and I forgot that I really don't like her in that movie. And I'm, like, fine with Anna Kendrick. As we said, we're trolls heads in this house. We love Poppy the troll.
Sure.
And I don't think it's her. I think it's the character. Like, the character is
written. I remember, like, doesn't she, like, not like movies?
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's got, like hot takes on a lot of things. Like, movies is one of them. Like, I don't like movies. Like, it's like, what? Who are you? Who cares?
Who doesn't like movies? Like, you don't have to be, like, a huge nerd, but, like, who doesn't like movies? That's like being, like, I don't like napkins. Like, what?
I just like to... like that, wipe my hands on my shirt like a what, dick.
You're so fucking interesting.
Yeah, wow. Try to get a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like that. She comes off as like better than everything, or like she thinks she's hot shit, or like she's very condescending, I find her in the film. Yeah. I feel like she thinks she's above
the others. Yeah.
And also there's like this B plot where like her parents are divorced, and that's like something that she is real upset about.
And she's like 40.
A chip on her shoulder about it. And like, it doesn't seem like the dad is engaged in any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Like, didn't abandon the family or cheat.
Yeah.
But she's like, She's like real stank with him, and like my like.
What is it? A '90s movie?
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, who cares? Like everybody's parents are divorced. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking
You're
about?
You're a grown up. You're in college.
Like what? Get what do you the care? Fuck over it. So, yeah, I just find her very unlikable.
She's very manic pixie kind of. She's, I mean, not totally that stereotype because she doesn't do like weird shit. Like,
I mean, the cup song's weird.
I guess it is.
She's like, okay, we're gonna audition. All right, I'm gonna sit on the ground and play with this cup.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, aren't I interesting?
Yeah,
aren't I not?
It's like, I bet no one else is doing.
I'm not like the other girls.
Watch as I blow your minds.
I know things about cars. I'm not like the other girls.
Yeah. Oh my god, no, but like. You know, she works at this radio station and she does nothing of interest, but gets recognized for how interesting she is. And that's fine. That's a trope. But like if she was a likable character, I wouldn't care. But she's so unlikable that I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Go away.
I'm with you. Yeah. I've only seen that movie once.
Yeah.
And I liked
like
it.
She's like denigrating to her roommate who has the gall to like decorate her room cute. Like, her roommate decorates the room so cute. It's, like, a beautiful little dorm that she decorates. And, like, her side, she's, like, she, like, throws her bag on the bed and, like, dumps out her pile of shitty clothes. And it's, like, this is how I prepare. Oh, you're putting stuff on the wall? You're an asshole. Like, you're just, like, shut up, Anna Kendrick, in this movie. I don't even remember her name. Becca, I want to say.
You know
I feel
what?
Like it's a Becca.
It feels like a Becca.
Even if it's not a Becca.
If it's not,
your name
should
is
be.
Becca. Your name is Becca now. Go to jail. That's what I'm saying to all the people I don't like. Go to jail.
That's incredible. That's an incredible take. I like the first one. The second movie.
I like the movie. I think it's fun.
The second movie.
I just don't like
and
her.
You know, like nothing offends me. Like,
it is Becca. Her name is Becca.
Of course it is. Like I'm never offended by like horrible shit. Like I'm never like, oh, that movie offended me. But then like stupid shit offends me. I was so offended by the beginning of Pitch Perfect 2, I couldn't finish watching it.
I've never seen it.
Because it's just fat Amy, like her pants falls off and everyone can see her fat vagina and we all are disgusted because she's fat and we don't want to fuck. It was just like so.
But like the jokes in the first one were like Adam Devine really wanted to fuck her.
Right.
Like, and she's like, I don't want to fuck you.
the whole beginning of the second one is just like, isn't she gross, folk? It's just, I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. I'm going to go for one. That's probably the most obvious one, but I feel like it must be said. And this is Ted Mosby from...
Oh, we do intersect then.
There you go.
He is on my list.
How I Met Your Mother. Now, and he is a protagonist we're supposed to be rooting for.
Yes.
Now, what's wrong with him? The problem is a lot. His conception of love and romance is like a five-year-old's
agreed.
Conception. And... he has many good relationships with decent, wonderful people that he throws them all away because it's not like magic or whatever bullshit he thinks he's looking for. And it's just like, grow up. Like
I have the same thing written because that's what his character is. It's he puts women on pedestals, then gets frustrated when they don't meet his idealized expectations, falls in love too quickly, pursues women who reject him, and then doesn't want them when they bore him.
Yes.
And then, after seasons of trying to find the perfect woman, he immediately marries Robin because she died of cancer. Because
the mom died of cancer.
Like, oh yeah, that makes it seem like Robin died of cancer, and then he married her. That's the only way she would have married his ass.
I'm a defender of the ending. I'm not someone who hates the ending.
I do, but
I feel like it's the only
point,
ending that makes sense.
I was just like, oh. Well, right, because he's always after Robin.
Right, like,
always.
Like, you want to just know a character that you meet for the first time and care about it? Like,
right.
It's got to be
about
Robin.
But I don't. I mean, it doesn't make him more likable.
No.
It definitely makes him less likable.
It's also weird, like, that it implies, like, I couldn't be with you because I need children, but I'll have my kids. Yeah, I'll hook up with your infertile ass. You could be my awesome second wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he sucks. And, he, you know, obviously Neil Patrick Harris is, like, the breakaway character, so he's, like... he's the funny. He's the Fonzie. He's the Kramer.
As usual, like the side characters are more interesting than the main character,
and
I would say.
He's not that funny. But, you know, also I'd say like a lot of the charm we think of assigning to him is actually fucking, what's his name?
Jason Segel?
No.
The actor?
Yeah. Full
House. Bob Saget.
Right. A lot of
the narration.
Yeah. A lot of the charm we assign to Ted is actually Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Not fucking, what's his name? Josh Randor?
Josh Radner.
Radner? Rancor?
Randor.
Rank? King Randor, He-Man's father.
Yeah, Radner, that's it.
Yeah, he's such a wet, don't cheat, don't look at my shit. He's such a wet blanket. Like, he's so many times in the show, like, everyone, like, I obviously Barney is problematic and misogynistic, but, like, the way Barney has to, like, beg this friend of his to, like, go out and have the littlest amount of fun. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I want to stay home. I
have to find my soulmate.
I know. Like, shut the fuck up already. We're wasting the best years of your life just being super boring.
I know. And his whole thing is, like, he's into architecture and, like, look at this building. Look at the corner. Do you like it? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Guess you're not the one for me.
Right. Fucking.
Yeah. I know. It's like, you have to like everything I like.
Yeah.
You have to be this perfect version of a person that I created.
He's the kind of guy that, like, shows his favorite movie to a girl and judges her based on whether she likes
it
or not.
He's watching the movie like this.
Yeah. He's one of those guys, like the litmus test movie guy, which is like, God damn it. Like, grow the fuck up.
It's like the opera test. Like, I brought you to the opera to see if you would cry. If you don't cry, I'm not interested
in it. What is that from?
It's from a lot of movies where they bring a woman to the opera to see if she'll cry. It's in Pretty Woman. It's in Moonstruck.
Oh, yeah. And in Pretty Woman, it's sort of like, are you classy? Do you have class?
Are you classy? Are you better than a sex worker? Are you a syphilis-ridden hoe?
Yeah.
And you know what? She should have dumped his ass.
Ugh.
And Nicolas Cage did have bad eyes like a gypsy.
Bad eyes like a gypsy.
I love that movie so much.
Jenny Calendar, she was a gypsy.
She was a gypsy before it was a bad word. No, you can't say it.
I
would
say, don't cancel us. In the show, she is very much a gypsy and proud of it. She is a crystal ball having hanging out in the back of a...
Not at all from Egypt, gypsy.
Yeah, she is a...
It's so weird that it's like they called them Egyptians and then gypsy came from that, but they're none of them were Egyptian.
No, yeah.
Like, what? We just think of people like you. You're what an Egyptian is to us, whatever that means.
Right, right. It's like Indian. It's like the
we're
way
just we saying just Indian. Called Native right, Americans right, right. Indians. Exactly. Oh, man.
All right. Who's next? Who's getting cut?
Gypsy talk. All right.
It was Ted Mosby on your list?
Ted Mosby was on my list.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Let's see. All right. I'm going to do... So this is... I don't think you ever watched Walking Dead, right?
No.
Okay. So Andrea from The Walking Dead.
Don't know her.
She is... She's in the early seasons, like when the show was super duper popular.
Sure.
And, oh God, who's she played by? Super pretty actress. Laurie Holden. Holden is the actor. It's this actor.
Yes.
So she's a main character.
Okay.
She's one of the characters we follow. And I don't want to say it was how it was written necessarily. And I don't want to blame her completely, but I found she was deeply unliked by the fans of the show. And in the show, she's not doing anything necessarily that's like terrible, but people just didn't like her at all. So I think it was her line readings. They came off as very like sort of condescending and like, I know better than you and I can see what everybody else can't see. Uh-huh. And... people were actively rooting against her. Like, there were whole websites dedicated to hating this character. And, like, well, let's count down to when she gets bitten. Like, can't wait for her to be off the show. And then her last season, I think, was the governor season, right? Yeah. So in it, there's this character. There's, like, a community that they find that's run by this character whom she develops a relationship with. And everyone's like, yeah, we don't really like the vibe of this place. It seems like they're hiding something. Like, and she's like, no, you just don't see what I see, you know. And at that point, it seems like the show is sort of abandoning her as well.
Right.
They're like, oh, she's an asshole. Don't worry about it. We're going to kill her off anyway.
Right.
And the show did kill her off. But what I think is interesting is that in the comic books, now granted, Robert Kirkman, who writes the show and the comic.
Right.
Deliberately changes things from the comic. It's like an alternate, like the show is sort of like an alternate version of the comic. Like he changes whole plot lines and who's married and who's whatever.
Okay.
It's like he's getting a second chance at doing.
Okay.
And not that he doesn't like what he did in the comic. He says likes that he can have fun with these characters. She ultimately, she's alive throughout in the run of the comic. She's married. She becomes the wife of the main character, Rick.
Oh, wow.
Like, she is in it, and she's married to Rick, and it's like, she's a main character, and then in the show, they killed her off.
Do you think they did it because of the unlikability with the audience?
I guess. I mean, maybe. Maybe they were going to keep her around, but then realize, like, nobody likes her. Like, let's get rid of her.
Is it the performance of the...
It might be the performance. She comes off as very, like, holier than thou.
Okay.
She always is kind of like resting bitch face.
Sure.
And I happen to like the actor. Yeah. I think she's very good in The Majestic, that movie with Jim Carrey.
Okay. I've never seen that.
It's fine. It's a good airplane movie. But yeah, I never disliked the actress, but I felt like this performance was
right. Maybe she's
troubled in some way.
Right.
And yeah, the show agreed and they got rid of her.
Nice.
So, you know, sometimes you're that unlikable.
Did you watch all of The Walking Dead?
No, we stopped watching after. I mean, we stayed around for a while.
The it's done now, right? There's just spinoffs now?
I think. I mean, I don't even know.
There's like
one of them is in Paris.
There's like two spinoffs.
Like, how the hell do you get to Paris?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? I don't know because I don't follow it anymore. But we stopped like a while back.
I feel as you're. This one's maybe a little too esoteric, but. BMO from Adventure Time.
Really? I adore BMO.
I know. And I had this conversation with someone at work recently.
Okay.
I had
a phone case that was just BMO.
BMO is great in episodes where BMO has like two lines.
Small doses.
And BMO comes in and kills it. But when there are like BMO episodes, mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh God, no, it's a BMO episode. BMO episodes are the worst. Like, you said it's small doses. Mm. BMO is cute and funny in small doses. And the performance is good. It's the same person who does Lady Rainicorn.
Lady Rainicorn, yeah.
But when it's any more, and actually not even full.
You don't like BMO?
Oh. Bill agrees with me.
Bill agrees bent. With me.
It's not even.
Love BMO.
It's not even as extreme as like BMO only episodes. Like episodes that have more BMO than I need, I'm like, ugh. Let's cut back on the BMO.
You don't like that BMO was married to a bubble?
No, I don't like any of that. The episode where BMO is a detective is maybe my least favorite episode of anything ever.
You made me realize that I love BMO episodes.
And no, people
like
love
when
BMO
meets Mo.
And people love, I like that because I like any lore episode.
Mm.
But, and people love that BMO like sings a song in the finale. I don't like that.
I love it all.
Yeah.
I get it though. You can overuse something.
It's yeah.
But just, I was a BMO stan.
I get it.
Yeah.
I
BMO. I love BMO.
I don't hate BMO, but
BMO, we stan a genderless.
Yeah.
A genderless. I don't know. I can't say king or queen.
Yeah.
King of queens.
I thought BMO. They refer to BMO with he, him, don't they?
Yes, I think they also. I think they also say that BMO has no gender, which BMO doesn't have gender because they're a
robot. It's
robot video game.
It's a robot video game.
But at one point, like when they're married to the bubble, it's like, I'm going to have a baby. Like, it's like expressing reproduction.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There's a BMO episode in the four like long episodes
the movies.
Yeah. What are they called?
I haven't seen them.
BMO
is like the first episode. Isn't
it? It's awful. It's
I'm gonna love it.
What are they called? Distant Lands.
Distant Lands.
Yeah.
That's it.
The only thing that's interesting. I'll spoil it all for you. The only thing that's interesting about it is like BMO's on this little adventure, and in the end, BMO lands in Ooh and meets Jake and Finn, and you realize it was a prequel.
It was a prequel.
That's the only thing interesting about it. Aww. The story should. There are four. The BMO one sucks, and then there's another one that's not. Great. Oh, there's one that's just about Peppermint Butler, which is not good. But then the one with Jake and Finn made me cry. Like, I think that To me, that's the finale of the show. Mm. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen any of the Distant Lands. I mean, I've seen the entire show.
Okay, let me tell you exactly what happens.
Isn't it dead? Like, Finn dies?
Yeah, Finn is old and he's in the afterlife and he's looking for Jake. Mm. And it's incredible and it's heartbreaking. And then the other one, which is called Obsidian, takes place after the series ends. Mm. And it's a story about Marceline and Bubblegum, and they're a couple now.
Yeah. Right, because they share a kiss in the last episode, yeah. Which was crazy.
Yeah.
Broke the internet.
So, yeah, BMO. Sorry, BMO.
Oh, I love BMO.
I know. And it's a very cute design. I like the design.
Such a cute design.
So, all right, who you got?
I'm ready to do my honorable mentions, actually, because I had one.
How many have you done?
I've only done three, but Ted Mosby was one of mine, so I've done four.
Are there any honorable mentions that you could graduate up to the
list? I could speak upon?
That you think? How many have I done? My phone just died.
Oh, no. I mean, not really.
Okay.
Honestly. But I'll do a few honorable mentions to fill it out.
I'll react to your honorable mentions.
I mean, child actors, we discussed briefly, but... you know, especially when they become central to the plot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're relying on a kid that has who's typically a bad actor.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't care less about these kids.
Yeah.
Like, we watched Ted Lasso. His son, Henry, mm-hmm. has like more to do in this last season. And I'm like, I don't want to see this kid. Who cares?
Did that show really like fall off?
Oh my
like,
God, it fell off so hard.
That's
so
wild.
It had two.
Everyone was so into the first two seasons.
Especially the second season. The second season was so strong.
What did they do? Did they just, well, like, how did it fall off?
It wasn't really very funny.
Uh-huh.
The storylines weren't very compelling.
Did they do things that felt wrong?
The writing just felt wrong. The writing just
It wasn't
off.
Like a choice. Like the last season of Gilmore Girls, mm-hmm. people hate it because they make the central character like almost get married to like the father of her daughter who like it was kind of out of nowhere. And it was like, why would she be doing this? Mm-hmm. So it felt even the actress was like, I always thought that storyline was dumb. It made no sense.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like people hate it because it focuses on its main storyline is just a misjudgment of everything. Was it that?
No.
It just wasn't.
It just wasn't very good.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to watch it again, but I do think it sort of, it does the thing that happens when a lot of shows like split up the characters, like they kept the characters too separate. So the joy came from the ensemble and them interacting.
Yeah.
And that would be the one like real flaw that I saw in like the logic of presenting this show.
Yeah.
But other than that, I just think the writing wasn't very good this season. I don't know.
Is it over?
It's done. Yeah. Ended on a low note.
How was the actual finale?
Expected.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And no surprises. It was sort of like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, everybody knew he was never going to leave his son forever. Mm-hmm. And his son was not moving to the UK. So, you know, we all knew he was going to end up back in the United States, like at the end of the show, which he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's expected. He has a better relationship with his ex-wife, I guess. But yeah, it's none of the revelations or the big hitting, because it's really funny, but it does have these moments that really hit you. So none of those in this season. I would say Rory Gilmore.
Sure. I think I have her as an honorable mention.
I think people really like Lorelai, from what I know of that show. Yes. But people don't really like Rory.
She goes in and out of good phases.
Like, you start out
like she's another person. Again, it's people like dislike her when she's doing things that seem out of character, and it's like, why would you be doing that now?
Okay.
Like, her last boyfriend in the show, who's like the last couple seasons, is the worst one, and it's because it's like, why would you be with this guy who's kind of like an open jerk? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What other honorable mentions do you have?
Rachel from the show Glee.
Never seen Glee.
Me neither. I think but I know Rachel people hate Leah Michelle. I don't
like Rachel from Friends.
Oh, no? I don't like any of the ones
I don't like
Friends,
Ross or Rachel.
To be honest, I don't like anybody from Friends. That's why I never watched the show.
Oh, really? I like, yeah. I just don't like Ross and Rachel. The other four I'm fine with.
I don't like Ross. I don't like Rachel. I don't like Chandler. I don't like Monica. I don't like any of them.
Could you be more fucking...
anti-Friends?
Yeah.
I could not. I like Phoebe, and that's pretty much where I land.
Right? Funny, Phoebe annoys me a little bit, but I like her.
I think I just like Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
Zach Morris. I mean, the whole thing, Zach Morris is trash.
Yeah, we've all... That's been... Yeah, he's on my honorable mentions as well.
Dawson from Dawson's Creek. He's another Ted Mosby nice
guy. Yeah,
he's
very Ted Mosby, actually. Yeah, nice he's guy. He's very like...
Melodramatic.
Yeah.
Romanticizes women to the point where no one can meet his expectations.
Right.
Feels possessive over Joey, but also doesn't want to fuck her until he can't.
Right.
Right. There's... and Felicity, also. There was a lot of people at the WB in that era that I found unlikable, that the whole show was about.
Yeah.
I mean, even Buffy to an extent. Like, I love the show, but Buffy has her moments.
Oh, really? I always liked Buffy as a character.
I go in and out. There's some seasons I find her unlikable. And other seasons I love her, so.
Interesting.
I've always loved the show, though. I'll never
interesting.
I'll turn my back on her. Do you want to go for your next one? And then I'll go for my big one. And then you can go for your big one.
Sure. So my next one, I got to tell you, I'm panicked that my phone died. I'm so.
Is it not back on?
It's not back on. But I'm up to, I did three already, right?
I think.
Okay. So this kind of repeats some points I made during Halloween. Mm-hmm. But Laurie Strode from Halloween, the final girl, she
in the first Halloween.
In the first Halloween.
Okay.
She is just a big old wet blanket. First of all, she's not in the movie. She's in her own boring movie. She doesn't get involved.
She has no idea what's happening.
Yeah, she doesn't know what's happening until like 15 minutes to the end of the movie.
What's been going on?
Like, her night is mostly just boring babysitting. But she's like, me and Anthony were talking about how her friends pick on her a lot in the episode. But the thing is, like, you would pick on her too if she were your friend. She would be the friend, that one friend that everyone fucking picks on. Because she's like, I'm a wet blanket. She dresses like a school mom. And she's like, God, supposed to be like 16. And like, her friend's like, oh, this boy likes you. And she's like, oh, I don't know. And she's like, why don't you just, you said you like him. He's cute. Why don't you go out with him? And she's like, oh, I wish you didn't tell him. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Michael Myers was just like, you suck. I'm going to murder you because you suck. She just sucks.
Oh, man. Lady, I don't even know you.
she's like, oh, this guy's going to kill me. Oh,
I just got my period.
Oh.
She did just get her period.
I'm wearing this frock.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, who's your big...
Laurie Strode. Poor Laurie. What'd she ever do except not get murdered?
Well, she does a lot in those bullshit movies that came later. She's like an alcoholic and like a fucking...
My God.
Into like...
He really messed up her life.
Yeah.
She had a future as a librarian.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. She would have been a librarian. She's like, even though it was the 70s and this wasn't a thing anymore, she was an old maid.
She was an old maid. She was an old maid.
At 16,
she's a spinster.
Exactly, and that's why Michael wanted to kill her so badly. Like, he was like, I gotta get you out of this world.
Oh my God.
The world does not need you.
All right, my big one is Carrie Bradshaw.
I'm not shocked.
Neither is anyone. I love Sex and the City, and I've watched all of And Just Like That, and I will continue to watch it, but my God, do I find Carrie insufferable.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more.
And let me tell you, I loved Carrie.
Yeah, and just, do you mean Just Like That? Because
In everything. I do. Because, you know, I was telling Anthony this because we've discussed this many times.
Yeah.
And we've even discussed it when we were doing the season one recap of And Just Like That. Like, I loved her when I was in high school because she's the emotional intelligence of a high schooler. Like, she lacks depth. She is selfish. She is the id. She just does for herself whatever she wants. If she doesn't feel like going to work, she doesn't go to work. If she doesn't feel like being in a relationship, if she doesn't feel like showing up for her friends, she doesn't show up.
Yeah.
She just does whatever she wants. She's right. selfish. She is rude.
Yeah.
She is a narcissist.
Yeah.
She's a bad friend.
Yes, I
in a show about friendship.
She's a terrible friend.
She's a terrible friend. And she's judgy.
She's willing to talk shit about any one of them.
Anyone. And she is prudish. And she's a sex columnist.
Yeah. See, I agree. I see exactly where you're coming from. But I'm going to say that I like her in the original show.
Slut shamer.
Her in the new show, where she's all those things, but also way too old for it and a millionaire.
Yeah.
Is just so much worse. I think I described her as she like floats through the world.
She bought an apartment, decided she didn't want it. $7 million. Like, oh, who cares? Yeah. Who cares?
And also like, I would never, if she's a writer, I don't want to read it. Like, no. I would never, like, from the voice, if the voiceover is supposed to be her writing, she's a terrible writer. And I don't want to read her bullshit.
The best thing she ever wrote was that, like, wedding toast that she gave.
Yeah.
I love that wedding toast. But otherwise, no.
If the show were realistic,
I couldn't help but wonder. She
would be living in the Bronx, like, in a fucking
She would be studio, in that apartment in Weehawken writing. That the woman said she had to go live in Weehawken. Yeah, that's right. Where she'd be.
And she'd be writing listicles for BuzzFeed.
My God. I know. She has that like snarky, like a little.
And she's such a prude in the new show.
She's a prude in the old show. When
And again, she makes dumb decisions. When she was with the Russian, it's like, why? This guy is cold and distant.
You have zero chemistry.
Yeah. Why do you like this guy? He's just like
a guy who's interested in you.
Is it because he's rich and he seems to have money, so you seem to
like him. Yeah. When they're dating and he reads a piece of her column to his friends and she's there and she's so embarrassed by it, I'm like, good, you should be embarrassed. Because it's like it's the last writing. Time people enjoyed the 69 position was in 1969. I'm like, first of all, that's not true. Secondly, what would you know?
What are you talking about?
What would you
what
know?
What are you talking about? First of all,
people do it in 1960. What are you talking about?
First of all, kids eat ass more than anyone. Gen Z is, from millennials down, Gen Z and millennials eat ass like it's nobody's business. What are you saying, Carrie? Oh, what God. Do you know about sex?
Like tomorrow doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow's just a rumor. That's it.
Eat ass like tomorrow's a rumor. See, that's what Carrie we'll should be writing
selling
about.
Those shirts in the PCMC merch store. Eat ass like tomorrow's a rumor.
Like if Carrie were a real person and a real sex writer, she would be writing about eating ass. She wouldn't
all
be writing
time,
about like
all damn
I
day.
Dated a guy and then he didn't call me or whatever.
Oh
the
my
fuck.
God. Do you remember when she had to go to therapy because she wouldn't stop like talking about big that her friends were finally like, even for you, this is too much.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done listening to you.
You're a bad friend. Mm. 99% of her conversations are about you.
Yep. She always talks about her. She herself. She's so dismissive of everyone else. Like they'll say, like, I think I have cancer. And she's like, yep, I gotta go. Like,
yeah.
She does not give a shit.
Who would ever want to be her friend?
I would never want to be her friend. I would only want to be her friend for her to buy things for me and to be rich around me.
Yeah.
So I could benefit from her.
Yeah.
But otherwise, she's a horrible friend.
Yeah.
And she's always insistent that other people do for her.
Yes.
That she will not do for them.
She's got, and I know she's the main character, but she's got main character syndrome.
You know, in the most recent season when she has to go to that like women's event and it's a snowstorm and she's like, Che, you have to come with me. And she's like, I'm depressed. I lost my job. I'm really not feeling it. And she's like, Che, you have to though. And she's like, okay, I guess it's the one and only time I felt bad for Che.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Che.
Che's not on either of our lists.
No, but nobody likes them. No. I think Che's a given.
Yeah, I know. It's like you don't
Che's like hack at this point. Yeah, like nobody likes Che. We know.
Yeah. But no, yeah, Carrie, yeah.
I found Che to be more likable this season.
I didn't like
because they'd fallen from grace so hard.
I don't like Charlotte either. I like
Charlotte so much in the new series.
In the original show, I like Miranda and Samantha.
In the original,
in the new series, I can't stand Miranda.
Me neither. She had a fall from grace as well. Because I find her to be embarrassingly white. Like she's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the right thing. She's but her instincts like, are always wrong.
Like it's great that you're finding yourself, but like you're trampling over lots of other lives, yeah, including like your child's
life, your husband's life. Yeah. And look, you could leave your husband, you can get a divorce, whatever, but it's the careless
jumping in
there. Yeah. The carelessness
of it and caring about nothing else.
And just
else.
All of a sudden deciding you've been miserable this whole just time. Obsessive. When, like, yeah, we know you haven't. We've seen you.
Right. Right.
I agree. Miranda's unlikable in the new one. I think Charlotte's much more likable in the new one.
Yeah.
And I find Carrie to be unlikable both in the old and the new.
Yeah, Carrie.
Carrie's
sucks.
Also, she cheats on Aiden. Aiden gave her his whole heart.
Yeah, I know.
And she's always going for Big. And Big is a piece of shit who died, so she got what she deserved, I guess.
She's kind of like
her punishment was having to be married to him.
She's kind of like the girl that quote unquote nice guys talk about when I talk about girls who go after bad people.
Yeah.
Like, she is that. She goes after people that are shitty to her, and she's like, that's my type.
That's my guy. That's
my
one man.
He's cold and distant.
Yeah. I'll win him over one day.
Yeah.
By just like showing up to his apartment in a beret and assuming he was going to take me to France with him for this big job offer.
Yeah.
With McDonald's and saying like Le Big Mac, it's French, and like, oh, go to hell.
That's another thing.
Not as funny as you think you are.
She's not funny at all. I've never met a less funny person who thinks they're funny,
except for Jay.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe the problem is the show. The show can be funny.
The show can be very funny, but frequently it was Samantha or a situation.
Right.
It's
not. It's never. Puns are never funny.
No.
Like the jokes are never funny. And she's funny. She's not funny. Mm-mm. She's not. She's cringy.
She's so cringy. When she says things like, you know, some nights when I first came to New York, I would buy Vogue instead of dinner. I just felt like it fed me more. Like, I go to jail, Carrie. Go to jail.
You suck.
Carrie,
can you imagine someone actually said that to you in real life?
I would be like, I would throw her in a trash can.
I'd be like, this is where you belong.
This is where you belong.
You are the absolute worst. Oh,
she names her cat Shu. Do you know about this?
Yeah. You know, have you heard this?
Have you heard this one? Have you heard this?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And she had a podcast that people listened to for some reason. She didn't want to. I can't.
She didn't want to record her audiobook.
Yeah, she didn't want to do a.
She didn't want to do it.
Talk about vaginas. Aren't you a sex writer?
Don't you have one?
Yeah.
Aren't you familiar with it? Yeah, I would imagine.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Are you an adult woman? You can't say vagina?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
So I'll do my honorable mentions.
Okay, go for it.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. Get her. Hammer, don't hurt him.
Zach Morris.
Yep.
I mean,
I put Screech on there too, but I don't think you're supposed to like him necessarily.
No. This one you wouldn't know. Shinji from Neon Genesis,
hate that guy.
He's someone that all anime fans hate. Like, there's
tell me the reason.
He is, imagine Ted Mosby, but cries even more. And like, there's a, in the anime world, there's like an actual meme that's Shinji getting the robot. Because he's supposed to get in the robot and fight. And in every episode, he's like, I don't want to get in the robot. I'm sad. And so it's like there used to be an anime YouTube channel called Get in the Robot. It's just like, and then you can't even root for him because then he like jerks off on people. He sucks. He just sucks so bad. He's like, I'm a sensey boy and I don't want to fight in robots. And it's like, fuck. Shut the fuck up.
God.
But anyway, he's an honorable mention because like anybody who's ever seen that show
hates that guy.
Is like, I fucking hate Shinji. He's the absolute worst.
Oh my God.
So my number one, and this is one, it came to me over Christmas.
Okay.
Charlie, the son from the Santa Claus.
Really?
This kid sucks. First of all, he's manipulative.
Okay.
Also, he pulls I'm a sad boy anytime he doesn't get exactly what he wants.
Okay.
Like, if you're like, hey, we're gonna do that instead of this, he'd be like, you said we were gonna do that. And it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, like plain milk's fine,
I guess. Oh, hum.
Also, I have a theory that it's 11 p.m. at that point. This guy decided to make a turkey after work.
Yeah. Like, do you realize kid, you live in this world? Do you realize the things you're asking for and you're being upset because it can't be delivered to you? Like everything.
And he's not four.
Yeah.
He's older. I mean, not that he's an old kid, but he's.
He acts like a baby.
He acts like a baby.
And then the other thing about him that sucks real hard is that the dad is like, listen.
Don't tell anybody about me being Santa Claus because I will go to the loony bin.
They are going to throw me away. You're never going to see me again.
You'll never see me again.
And it's as if he didn't even hear him say that.
No. But that rings so true, though. That really does. When you have kids, you can't tell them shit. You really can't.
But anybody
they're the worst at secret keeping. And they shouldn't keep secrets because parents tell their kids now, it's like, no adult should tell you there's a secret to keep. Right. Tell me immediately.
But this adult is
unless
his dad
it's my surprise
who
party.
Happens to be Santa Claus.
Yes, this is.
The dad is just like, do not tell people what happened.
But I must say, immediately, they put too much credence on what this kid says, too. Because Tim Allen is like, I'm not telling him I'm Santa Claus. Please know that.
Yeah.
Although.
But then he starts looking like Santa Claus. Like Santa Claus. So they're like, what are you doing?
So they're like, you're a maniac.
Yeah. If the kid. So
they're like, listen, we're all trying to give him what he wants, okay? But you can't be doing this to yourself.
The movie would not have any of the drama if he just had just the slightest shred of chill. If he could just like not, literally anybody he can talk to, he's like, can I bend your ear for a second? My dad's Santa Claus and we want a sleigh and there was hot chocolate and there were elves and it's like, shut up.
My friend Bernard gave me this. Yeah. It's a snow globe. Show. I could quote that movie front to back.
When he pulls that show and tell? Or what is or bring your dad to work day or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Bring your dad to work school.
Well, honestly, I love that movie so much, but
and the dad keeps trying to correct it. He's like, ha, he means I'm like Santa because I make toys.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's Santa Claus.
He
wears the right thing.
We went to the North Pole.
Oh, I pooped my stuff.
I also
I hate him so much.
Oh my god. Well, I also think that Tim Allen I like him in the movie, but there are scenes like in the principal's office where he's being too like Tim Allen-y, like trying to make too many jokes. And if you met him in real life, you'd be like, what an asshole.
Oh, Tim Allen sucks
he's
in
like,
real life. And
oh,
in
yeah,
that
well,
movie.
That aside. But it's like, he just keeps going. He makes all these jokes about like, well what did you
he
do?
Keeps picking
he's
on...
like, drank some brown liquor, field dressed a cat, read Hollywood right. Wives. Yeah. It's like, he kept making the same joke seven times. I was like, guy, cool.
The way he's constantly picking on Judge Reinhold because he's a therapist and he's like, you look down on him because he's a therapist.
Where are you going to get those sweaters
that
when the circus
so
leaves town? It is so anti-therapy, even though the child clearly needs it.
You're right. And he needs it because he shits his pants.
Oh my god.
And he is a baby. He is so regressed in that movie.
Oh my god.
It's just so insane. He's just pouty. My dad, Santa Claus.
Judge Reinhold, when he has the scene with him.
And when people act like they... I'm sorry.
No, go on.
When people act like they like him, it bothers me. Like when the other...
I think he's adorable. Like, I think he's a very cute
When Bernard's kid. Like, hey, buddy, it's like, why would...
like hey, call life, me sport, just like you.
Yeah, in real life, all the elves would be like, don't talk
to that kid.
Don't talk to Santa's kid. He sucks.
He's so weird.
He's going to try to rope you into a conversation. Like, say you have somewhere to be.
P for present, C for call.
Him.
Right, Bernard?
Right. All right, oh, my phone. I got to get this call. Sorry, Charlie. I got to get this call in the other room. Oh, my God. Oh, Santa's kid sucks.
A rose such a gladder. Aww.
Oh, fucking kid. Again, the 90s was all about divorce. Nothing worse than divorce.
Charlie,
in the 90s.
I told you to stay inside the house. You killed him.
Yeah. He don't listen. That's the thing.
No,
like,
no, but that
listen.
Also rings true. He doesn't listen to a damn thing you say.
well, that's not likable.
It is not.
That is
that's
not
why
a
so many parents
trait.
Are mad at their children all the time because they don't listen.
The father's like, no, we're not going to do this.
They say if your children disobey you, it's because you're the person they feel the most comfortable with to test those boundaries. But let me tell you something. I want my kids to be less comfortable with me.
Yeah.
Less comfortable, more formal.
Yeah. Call me sir. God
and
damn
please
it.
Speak when you're spoken to only.
Yeah. Do not call me by my first name. Do not call me Santa.
Don't call me Janine, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find him very cute, but not in his behavior or words. I just think he's a cute kid.
I don't think he's a cute kid.
I think he's got a little mushroom cut. So cute.
I guess. I guess.
But yeah, he's a whiner. He's a whiner.
I think his shitty performance. I know I'm going real hard on this kid. I think his shitty performance brings the whole movie down. I think the movie would be much, much better. And I know you love it. I think the movie.
I do love the movie. I do.
It would. I like the movie too.
I don't think my love of the movie has to do with him.
I think that the movie is actually magical. I think the last act of the movie really works. But I think the movie would be better if it were a better kid.
If we're Mickey Rooney as the kid.
Yeah, if like when I think of
present
him,
day.
All I think of like is a kid at Denny's looking sad. Like first of all, you're at Denny's, awesome.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're at Denny's at Christmas. Awesome.
What kind of Christmas get everything on the fucking expect.
Yeah. What did you expect from your dad who lives alone?
A full turkey dinner, apparently.
Yeah. No. If you ask me at that age and at this age, would you like a full turkey dinner or Denny's? I'd be like, let's go to Denny's.
Get a cheeseburger and french fries.
That's what I would stop. Yeah. That's what I would not stop talking about. I'd be like, this is my
on
dad.
Christmas Eve, we went to Denny's.
We went to Denny's. I had a grand slam. It was fucking incredible. I'm sorry I said the F word, teacher.
Oh my God.
Ugh. Swine and also, you bring your dad and your stepdad. Yeah. Like, you don't do that. You pick
no,
one.
No, you pick one.
You can't do both. Mm-mm. That's fine. Like, what is he trying to make him fight?
Why is the mom there?
I don't know why.
Just so they can have that scene.
I don't know why they can't have the meeting and eat lunch. Like, why do we have to start the meeting after lunch? So we have to wait for this guy to... Like, you eat while you do lunch. Like, you eat and have the meeting. You don't... Yeah. You don't. We don't wait.
They're such fat shamers in the...
Oh my
a
God.
A big B. Aw.
Yeah.
And a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. It's a body horror movie, really.
Honestly, it really is.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
It really is. There's so many fat jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're as healthy as a horse. Yeah. Clydesdale. Smacks his belly.
You saw that thing, what's her name? The one Anthony loves.
The one Anthony loves? That could be anybody.
She does a podcast. She's she's also on the Drop Dead Fred episode of
Casey Wilson?
Yeah. You showed the thing she wrote about like she was on the Santa Claus show and he was like a real dick to her.
Oh.
And like it like went around, like it's been reported on. He was just like
on this recent Santa Claus show?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, working him was like, he's the worst person I ever worked with.
Wow.
He's supposedly a real asshole. Have you seen any of that show, by the way?
I've not seen any of it. I never saw the sequels either. I really just like the first movie.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Martin Short performance because I love Martin Short.
It's that third movie is bananas wild. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing, folks?
I like that Jack Frost is always sort of set up as the antithesis of Santa Claus. Like, because he's cold. There's, like, several movies that pit Jack Frost and Santa Claus against each other, which is weird. It's, like, there's a Rankin and Bass movie.
Yeah.
Jack Frost.
Yeah.
where it's, like, he's not Christmas. He's just winter. Then there's the movie, was it Rise of the Guardians or something?
Oh, yeah,
Jack Frost and Santa are in that. There's something else. But, yeah,
there's a horror movie called Jack Frost, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. And then the villain, the Kevin Spacey villain in Fred Claus is Mr. North. But I think they make him like I feel like he's like a cold winter wind. Like he's a bad Jack Frost type. I don't know.
Interesting.
But in any event, Tim Allen's a mean guy, I guess.
You said we could, but okay.
And you know, the Charlie actor is still doing it.
He's still Charlie,
yep.
I hope he's gotten better.
He's gotten older. And his ex-wife is still playing his ex-wife. Like, that actor, that actress.
Is Judd Reinhold?
Judd Reinhold is there as well. Yeah. No, he remarries in it.
In part two, he gets married to the Miss Claus.
And he has a daughter, I believe, with her.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's from I saw one scene in the third movie.
Yeah.
And it seems like, and I liked this about it, it seems like his ex and Judge Reinhold have a very, like, friendly, almost familial relationship with his daughter from the new marriage.
Uh-huh.
Because she's their son's half-sister, which I think is sweet. I think it's, like, blended families.
Sure, sure, sure.
They come
to
the North Pole to vacation.
Now, is he immortal?
I guess so.
Huh.
Like, does he have to die to pass on the mantle?
Right.
Can he abdicate?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the first movie.
Because it's chilling in the first movie when Charlie's like, no, I think I'm going to be part of the family business. I'm like, he's going to kill his dad.
Yeah, that's what that
little
means.
Boy is going to kill his father.
Oh, you just reminded me that that's the last line and I want to throw up. All right, this has been PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno.
Well, no, because then they have that big scene where he's dropping all the presents down, right? Yeah. And then it gets quiet and you see it's like inside a snow globe. And Charlie's shaking the snow globe over and over again. Yeah. And Tim Allen comes back and he's like, Charlie, what are you calling me already? I've just left.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. He's such a daddy's boy.
He's like, all right, one quick ride.
He's a little father's boy.
And the mom's like, not over any oceans.
Yeah.
Charlie gets what he wants because Charlie always gets what he wants.
I'm just a papa's boy.
Papa's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this has been... This I just hate Charlie so much. This has been PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno.
Sigh of hatred of a child.
Typically, I say this is where you come for non toxic fandom.
Oh, it's toxic,
but
today,
it's
baby.
Toxic when I'm talking about Charlie. From you know what? I won't. Maybe
today
I won't.
We are the haters.
It's the writing. It's not just the kid who performed it. It's the writing. He's written to be the wettest of wet blankets.
Listen, little kids. You don't belong in the acting world. And nor should you be.
Right, because you're children.
I don't think you should work.
Acting's hard. What are you doing?
I think the work of childhood is play.
Yeah. And I think often kids, like, they're written to be younger than they are. Mm. Like, he's written like a real little baby.
Dunking on this kid.
Just want to take his mushroom haircut and put it in a toilet. Suck. Give him the Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh my god, she wouldn't know what to do with
She'd be like, I don't have dinner for you tonight because I went and bought Vogue. And he's like, I guess that's okay. You said I'd have dinner, but okay. All right, I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined by Janine Gagliardi. We end every episode by saying
go bye bye.